Hello everyone, welcome to the Talking BizTech. I'm your host Sakif, and today we are going to explore the business of cleaning. But before we do that, I just want to thank CSTubeBoss, which is a video streaming site for content creators. CSTubeBoss has their own e-commerce store, so make sure to check them out. They're selling e-books, online courses, and software products. The link is down in the description box. Now back to the topic. How is commercial cleaning service helping the economy? Whether it is your home or office, keeping a clean and hygienic environment is essential. A dirty office can negatively affect the health of the people and can lead to a low productivity and revenue loss due to sick leaves or sick days. A workplace which has not been cleaned properly can become a breeding ground for bacteria and viruses, outspreading illnesses around the entire office. This problem can be solved by hiring an experienced and trusted commercial cleaning service company. You'll get the desired outcome along with the guarantee of superior services. In addition to possible health regulation, business perks financially benefit from commercial janitorial services. Keeping your business premise clean, is significant not only to lift the mood of your employees, but it can also positively impact your business. So my guest for today's episode is James Fred, who is an entrepreneur, a podcaster, and also a commercial cleaner. He has his own commercial cleaning service company. So let me just go ahead and bring him on Talking BizTech. Hi, James.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, and you, sir?
Man, I'm doing pretty good.
That's great to hear, sir, and thank you so much for your time. James, before we dive into the business of cleaning, I just want to get to know you a little better, and I do this with all my guests. Can you tell me about yourself and your educational background?
I'm from Michigan originally. I live in Alabama now. Graduated high school in 94. Right after that, I actually went to school for computer science. That was originally the trade that I was going to embark in. But I got a job with a gentleman while I was in college who owned a janitorial service. And working with him is where I kind of started to learn everything. So once I started doing that, even though I was still in school, when I realized the potential of cleaning, I kind of switched gears and started learning that more, and then eventually started my own business.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And, James, there's one more thing that I forgot to introduce you as. You are an awesome filmmaker, and you are always diving into arts. Yes. So my next question to you is, about the time management. What does a typical day look like for you?
It can get pretty hectic sometimes. With having to, run the janitorial business, mm-hmm. as well as the production company, it can get pretty hectic. My day normally starts between 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to get better with my time management. I still get things jumbled sometimes, but I'm trying to get better. So it really just depends. I don't film every day necessarily. So you know, that kind of takes some of the load off. But if I've got, like on the weekends when I do a lot of my filming, you know, trying to still run the business because I always have people still working, cleaning. So I'm always on the clock with that. And then trying to, you know, maintain that as well as do the filming. It can get pretty hectic, but I have a good team. I have people that support me, so that helps a lot also.
Perfect. I do agree with that. I mean, you are improving your time management skills. Same with me. No one's perfect. So,
right.
And we, you know, like when we are crammed with all these things, right? We have to like be our best when it comes to time managing. James, you did graduate from computer science, and you were in the IT, like you had IT careers. How did you get into the path of entrepreneurship?
Really, it was some people that I worked with. Even like I said, even while I was going to school, I still was doing cleaning as a job. I mean, cleaning is just one thing that everybody always needs. So yeah. It was always easy to get a job in it. And just for me, you know, kind of working for certain people and seeing how they do it. Like the guy that I worked with when I was going to school at first, when I first started learning, this was a man who only had a sixth grade education.
Oh.
But yet he had a multi-million dollar commercial cleaners business.
Wow.
So, I you know, I started looking at things a little different. I just decided, you know, this was something I was going to try. So I was actually living in Florida and started a business. I didn't know anything about business at all. I could do the work and that was about it. Literally, I got a contract cleaning a daycare, and when I got my first check, I couldn't cash it because I didn't even have a business account. So I had to get wow. go and get everything straight so I could get the business account so I could cash the check. I mean, that's just, I knew nothing. I knew nothing about it whatsoever. I just knew, and I saw other people were doing pretty good at it, so I figured, why not try?
That's awesome, man. This is inspiring that what you just told me about someone who has a million-dollar company, but he only has a sixth grade education. Yes. And this is, I believe Elon Musk said recently that never confuse your intellectual skills with your intellectuals with your educational level.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it's so true, because you can still have a master degree and PhD, but you can still be in you won't be smart, basically.
Listen, I've had people with master degrees and PhDs come to me to try to find a job cleaning a building.
Oh,
so I'm not, you know, I don't knock education. If that's what somebody wants to do, go
yeah.
for it.
Yeah.
But I learned early on that you need something other than just the education. Like there's a lot of other avenues now. There's a lot of other ways to be successful. And I yeah. saw it in people. I saw most of the people that I worked for, most of them did not have degrees. Most of them didn't even go to college. I had more college education than a lot of the people that I worked for. But yet they were able to start successful companies. Yeah. So for me, it was, like I said, it was just kind of looking at that mm-hmm. and putting two and two together and saying, okay, I might want to, you know, rethink what I'm doing and how I'm doing. And I looked up one day, found out I was pretty good at doing what I was doing. So let's start a business and see how it goes. And this was back in 2001. Oh. And it's just, man, I don't have any complaints about it. It's something that people always need. It's one of those jobs that I think will always be around. I've always told young people, if you need a part-time job, if you need extra money, go find a cleaning company. They're always hiring. Always. You can always find a job cleaning a building somewhere. Or cleaning a house. It's one of the easiest fields to get into, and it's been consistent. I don't care what president, I don't care what the economy was like. It's been consistent. Always.
And that's true. And in your own words, James, how is commercial cleaning making a positive impact in the economy?
Well, it's all, like I said, jobs is one way. It's always been, people don't want to do it because it's the low tier of a job. You know, nobody wants to go clean a toilet. True. I mean, let's just be honest. But when you need some income, you can look and find a cleaning company somewhere that is hiring, doing something. Mm-hmm. Whether it's floor work, whether it's window cleaning, whether it's carpet cleaning, whatever. They're hiring, doing something. The problem is that, again, because it's a low-tier job, you have a lot of people that just don't want to do it. Or if they do it, they don't take it serious. It's just a way for them to get a check, which, you know, hey, that's on them. But it's always been a way to spark the economy. I've always preached that. I've always taught that. When you have unemployment rates, when they start getting high, that's when commercial cleaning companies don't have employees. Uh-huh. Because people have decided they don't want to do that. And I get it. I used to be like that, man. When I first started, it's like, man, I don't want to be in here pulling trash and cleaning toilets and all that. But I had to look at it like this. It's a job. I was able to provide for my family doing it. I was able to learn a lot from it. And people would be surprised at the type of people that you meet doing these jobs. Like I say, I've had doctors come and want a part-time job from me because they need a little extra money to pay off student loans they just got. I couldn't tell you the type of people that I've met doing this, either working or from my business itself. It's just always been a way for people to connect. It's always been a way for people to have some sort of income. A lot of commercial cleaning jobs are part-time because, you know, most of the commercials done at night. You know, you got to clean for a few hours while the building is closed. So a lot of it is part-time. Some of it is full-time. It all depends on where you go. But especially now, man, you know, we've got people working for $14 to $15 an hour cleaning buildings right now. So even though it may look like a low-tier job,
yeah,
it's still paying the type of pay that you can make doing something else. So, man, economy-wise, commercial cleaning has always been commercial and residential cleaning. People always need something cleaned.
And it's great to hear from you that it's a recession-proof job. Absolutely. And it's also, and it's helping you a lot. And not only you, but also helping others, like from a different profession. James, if you can give me a minute, I'm just going to go through with my viewers about the benefit of cleaning services, mm-hmm. janitorial cleaning services. Cleaning services can be a huge boon to your business, a peace of mind in the workplace, and good productivity. Another one is like business will look clean, increase productivity, it will increase employers' retention, office cleaning services prevents costly repairs because it keeps furniture, shelves, desks, office chairs, any other others. Let's go with that. Others. It'll keep you free from dust. So that's very important. And also, my next question to you, James, can you tell me about your company? So it's called Daylight Media Concept. Is that correct?
Well, Daylight is the production company.
Production company.
Yeah. The janitorial service is ProSource Cleaning.
ProSource.
Yes. I've been in business now. Well, to go back even further, my original business I started when I was living in Florida. Like I say, I didn't know anything. I didn't know what I was doing business-wise at all. Then I moved back to Alabama from there. Mm-hmm. And then I worked for a couple years under somebody else, and I learned the business part of it. Wow. That's when I started ProSource. And that was in 2003. And I've been in business ever since. And it's been an on and off type thing. Only because of myself, you know, I was younger and I was always chasing money. And we all know when you start a business, the money isn't always there. So I would get offered a job going to be a operations manager or somebody for another company. And I would take that and kind of put my business on the back burner. And I did that for years. But I also learned a lot through those years.
Yeah.
I learned more about the business. I learned more about the work and, you know, different things. And I became good at managing and actually structuring businesses. So one part of my business that I've done is that I do consulting. So what I started doing was that if somebody else had a janitorial service and they had an account they needed set up and needed to get employees for, they could hire me to come in and do that for them.
Oh,
so I would start up their account, get people hired and get it set up, and I would charge them a fee for that. Because I was so good at doing this stuff, at doing, you know, bid walks, being able to do supply forecasting and all this other stuff that goes along with it, that at the beginning I didn't know. Like if you're going in to walk a, you know, a building that's, you know, 50 and 60,000 square foot, that's got 300 employees in it, there's a lot to that. It's not just going in and seeing how big the building is and then giving them a price. There's certain things that has to go along with that, that in the beginning I didn't know. I didn't know that aspect of it. I didn't understand the science of cleaning. I didn't understand the science of running a business. So once I started to learn all that stuff, I was able to pick my business back up and then use it to finally sustain me without having to go out and get another job.
Oh. Wow. No, that's pretty amazing. And I'm glad that you shared how you started your company. How are you marketing your company, ProSource Cleaning, and what digital channels are you using?
Right now, it's pretty much word of mouth when it comes to the commercial aspect of it. Over the years, I used social media a lot because I did commercial and residential cleaning. So I used social media a lot especially with the residential part, you know, house cleanings and things of that nature. Now, I did get some commercial contracts using platforms like Thumbtack. And I got one off of Angie's List one time. I used to advertise every way I possibly could, whether it was printed flyers, going and putting them on cars, social media. I mean, just whatever. And it's funny. One of the reasons why I started the production company was because when I had my, when I was doing my janitorial service, when I first got started, I was going to people trying to get a commercial and trying to get pictures, and everybody was just too expensive. I couldn't afford it. And so I just got in my head. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. And that was one of the reasons why I ended up starting a production company, was to be able to make my own commercials, and I could help other businesses make commercials. Because most of us, man, most of us starting off, we don't have $1,000 or $1,500 to spend on a commercial. I mean, we just don't. It's a business we're starting. I didn't have any loans. I didn't get any SBA loans or any business loans. I literally, when I was in Florida, and I started this business with $20.
Oh.
I had $20, and I went to the dollar store and bought some chemicals, a cheap mop, a cheap broom, and some paper towels, and went and started cleaning this daycare that I had. The very first thing that I bought once I was able to cash that first check, I'll never forget it, was a real mop and mop bucket. It was glorious to be, because I was mopping this daycare with this little bitty dollar store mop, man. It was bad. But that's all I had at the time. And I didn't have money for commercials and for business cards and things of that nature. So I had to do that stuff myself. And then I remember I got a camera. It was a cheap camera. It did some cheap video. And I remember I made a commercial. It was horrible. But I had something that I could show people, that I could put out there to say what I was doing. And for me, that's why even now with the production company, I help businesses out. I help them. I don't have to make $1,500 on a commercial for somebody. Now, I have shot commercials like that, and that's fine. But if I see somebody that has a business and they're trying, we'll work something out. Because I know that's what I needed when I started. I needed somebody to help me out, and I didn't get it. I couldn't find it. So literally, while I was working a job, every time I got paid, I would take some money and go buy something. If it was a broom or a mop stick or some more chemicals or something, that's just the way I had to do it. Or I went and bought a printer and got my own business cards and started making those myself. And again, learning as I go. Mm-hmm. I just picking this stuff up as I go, talking to people, I'm learning from everybody. I'm literally learning from everybody I can. I used to get on people's nerves because I would ask questions. Well, how did you do this? Well, how did you know how to price this? How do you know what to pay people? I was trying to learn. And most people were happy to teach me and to tell me and to show me the business part of it. The work was easy. I could do the work. That was the easy part. But now I got to learn the business part because I want to make money doing this. For the longest time, I found out that I was underpricing myself. I'm doing jobs for hundreds of dollars less than what I should be charging because I didn't know. I didn't know that I'm supposed to charge $400 to clean this house. I charged them $125. It sounded good to me. $125 is going to take me a couple hours. Okay. But I was shortchanging myself because I didn't know the business. So once I started learning the business, then I was able to structure, kind of structure my business more to be able for it to sustain me. And that didn't happen. I started ProSource in 2003. So Keith, that didn't happen until 2018.
Oh.
It took 15 years of me learning and running my business before it was able to sustain me without having another job.
So you were like a hybrid entrepreneur, right? In those 15 years, right?
Like, because like I said, I kept taking other jobs.
Yeah.
Because you know, I've got a family, so I'm trying to take care of my family the best I can.
Yeah.
And when your business just isn't producing the funds, you got to do what you got to do.
And exactly.
So it just got to the point, though, to where I said, you know what? I've got to concentrate on this. And it was a sacrifice. It was scary, but I figured I had to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I had to. And like I say, it wasn't until 2018 when finally, it was able to sustain me.
But, you know, there's no limit to learning. I mean, you're still learning, right, as you're getting better and better and better, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, which is great. And cleaning, you're right. I do agree with you. Cleaning is... like the job itself is easy because I have to do that in my full-time job. Mm-hmm. I work as a customer service rep at my university's food court, and I also have like general utilities also part of the job. It's good that you used to ask people questions. I mean, and there's no shame to that, which is why we have a podcast, right? And
right.
As a matter of fact, you are a really good podcaster, and I actually want to know how, tell me about your podcast, The Artist Loft, and how is it structured?
Right now, I'm doing shows. I was attempting to do shows once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Found out that that's just too much. I got too much going on.
Yeah.
To try to keep that up. So right now it's pretty much doing once a month.
Yeah.
And all I do, man, I just get different artists on there and we just talk art. It's we let go of everything else. You know, no sports, no politics, you know, not even the business aspect of art. Because, you know, a lot of us have business as artists, but I don't even want to talk about the business aspect of it. I just want to talk about what art does for people. And it's one of those things that I realized can help kind of condition our minds. That artistic portion of our brain is constantly moving. And sparking that artistic part can open up doors for everything else. It'll allow you to be able to concentrate on whatever your main business is. You can concentrate on that more. When I'm shooting a film or doing a painting or something, it just opens up and you come up with all types of different ideas for stuff. Like, man, I could do this, or I could incorporate this into my business. Like it's therapy. It's really therapy. I really believe that if we can get people to that mind frame, it will help them to be able to start businesses or be able to maintain their businesses and just give them all types of other ideas for their everyday life. And that just came from my own experiences coming up. You know, with the janitorial service, it was a constant grind. I mean, I have worked, man, I can tell you, you know how people will say that, you know, they worked for 72 hours, but they've gone home, took a nap for an hour or two. I've literally worked 72 hours straight, no going home, in a building, trying to get floors done, trying to get everything cleaned. That happens a lot on what they call construction cleanups. New buildings that they've constructed, you've got to get floors waxed. You've got to get this building clean because they want to open it on Monday, and it's Friday night. So you've got to get in there with a crew and get all this stuff done. There's no going home. There's no, it's you're there. Mm-hmm. So over the years, doing that kind of stuff will take a, it'll take a toll on you mentally. I can remember times being so worn out, being so tired that I didn't know where I was at. Like I'd go to a job and look around and literally forget where I'm at because my mind was just that jumbled. Just that it's I don't recommend that for anybody, but at the same time, it was necessary because I was trying to build something. I was trying to learn something, and I had been doing photography for a while. Nothing professional, just I always had a camera and I would always take pictures of my kids and we would go out to different parks and things of that nature. And I realized how good that felt. It felt good to be able to just not do any cleaning work. So that's why when I decided that I was going to start another business, it's why I chose photography and film, was because for one, it didn't have anything to do with cleaning. Had nothing to do with cleaning. I wasn't going to be cleaning anything, but it allowed me to open up that artistic part of my brain that in turn allowed me to be able to settle down and concentrate more on the janitorial business. And I think it's my belief, people have disagreed with me, but it's my belief because I started my production company in 2016. Mm-hmm. I think that by doing that, it allowed me to open up more, to be able to settle down, to finally manage the janitorial service, to be able to sustain me by opening up that artistic part of the brain.
All makes sense. Thank you so much for sharing that. And James, we're almost near the end. I have one last question for you. And mm-hmm. I want to know your advice for someone who wants to enter into the business of cleaning. What advice would you have for them?
Learn as much as you can. Go and work for multiple companies. Go and learn from different people. I've had the pleasure of working for some really good people in this. So I was able to learn not only how to clean floors, but how to install all types of different floors. When it comes to the business part of it, man, ask questions. If you have access to the owner or some, ask him questions. Most people will be happy to let you in on some things. I was never, when I had people working for me who wanted to ask questions, I was never scared of them taking my business or, everything. I've never looked at other companies as competition. They're colleagues. We all doing the same thing. There is enough buildings for us to all clean. There's enough houses for us to all clean. Yeah. We don't have to be in competition with each other. When we go on these bid walks, most of the people there, we're all friends. We all know each other. We're all in the same circle. We're going to walk and we're all going to put in our bids. If this person gets the bid and I don't get it, fine. He may call me and want me to do another aspect of the building. He may want me to handle the floors. Or it's man, you just have to learn and network with people. Get in, do as much work as you possibly can, because you got to know the work too. And learn as much as you can on the business side of it. You got to be able to be an asset to the building owners. If a building owner comes to me and says, hey, I need my building clean, first thing I ask him, well, what problems are you having? A lot of times they got employees getting sick. Knowledge lets me know, okay, if you got a lot of employees getting sick, especially since COVID, first thing I need to go check, how's your air filtration system? How was your air filters? Are they being changed? What type of disinfectant is being used? Is it being used correctly? Again, the science to it is what has to be learned. Once you learn the science, the cleaning, and the business, you'll always have something to do. Even if you don't run a business, you can go to a company and say, hey, you need a field manager or you need an operations manager. Let me show you what I can offer. And that's a $50,000 a year job right there off the top. So, you know, again, you ask how it helps the economy. There it is. It's always been there. Always going to be this, like lawn maintenance. You're always going to have grass. People need grass cut. That's one of those jobs that I don't care what's going on in the world, is going to happen. Cleaning is the same way. When things shut down, we picked up.
Yeah.
When COVID shut everything down, our business picked up. People were scared, didn't know what to do. They wanted their houses clean. They wanted their buildings clean. Now, unfortunately, you had a lot of companies that took advantage of that. Mm-hmm. They started doing, you know, they raised their prices sky high and started doing, you know, a lot of foul stuff. You really did. I actually got on the internet and taught people how to do it themselves. I actually taught people and told them, you don't need me. Let me show you how to do this yourself. You can save this money. You don't have to call me. You don't have to call. Now, if you want to call me, that's fine. I'll be happy to come. But let me show you how to do this yourself. So learn is the main thing with any business. You got to learn. You got to learn it. If not, that's how most businesses fail. Because they could only do the work, but they don't know the science of the business.
Impressive. Yeah, no, that's impressive that you help people save money during the tough times. And James, yeah, thank you so much for your knowledge, for your insight, for sharing stories, inspiring stories. I hope they're very helpful to my viewers. And I would love to have you on Talking Biztech again. Thank you so much, James, for your time, and have a wonderful day. I'm going to turn off your screen, but you can stay there. We'll talk in a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Yep, take it easy.
Take it easy. So, folks, thank you so much for tuning in to Talking Biztech. Do not forget to subscribe, like, and share. I am going to come back with a new podcast every month. Hope this content was valuable. And comment below if you want and check out the links. Shout out to CST Boss for helping me with this. And anyways, thank you so much for tuning in, and have a wonderful day. Bye.